VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Britain's Parliament was voting on 8 options for Brexit on Wednesday as the new April 12th European Union divorce deal deadline closes in. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaker John Bercow has selected the 8 motions from 16 proposals submitted by lawmakers. The ones being considered include calls to leave the EU without a withdrawal deal, one to stay in the EU's customs union and single market, another to put any EU divorce deal to a public referendum, and there's an idea to cancel Brexit altogether if the prospect of a no-deal Brexit gets too close. The indicative votes are intended to reveal if any kind of Brexit plan can command a majority in Parliament. Further debate will take place on these themes on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Last week, the EU said that if Parliament approves the deal it has negotiated with the British government, Brexit would occur May 22nd. If not, Britain has until April 12th to say what it plans to do. President Trump says Russia has to get out of Venezuela. Russian military personnel recently arrived in the country. Trump spoke to reporters at the White House Wednesday as he stood next to Fabiana Rosales, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. The United States, along with dozens of other countries, has recognized Guaido as the country's interim president, while Russia has backed President Nicolas Maduro. Boeing says it is close to completing a software upgrade to the anti-stall system on its 737 MAX jets, which is suspected to be responsible for 2 recent deadly crashes. Boeing executives briefed about 200 pilots and airline executives at its Seattle headquarters on Wednesday. It said the new software has been extensively tested. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander on the Korean Peninsula says he does not see signs that North Korea's moving toward denuclearizing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
At last summer's Singapore summit, a joint U.S.-North Korea statement said the regime committed to working toward denuclearization. Since then, it's become clear the two nations disagree on just what that means.
Their activity that we've observed is inconsistent with denuclearization.
General Robert Abrams, when asked if there's been any recent change in the North's production of nuclear weapons and material and missiles, Abrams told a House panel he's seen little or no change in North Korea's broader military capability, which he said remains a threat to the U.S., South Korea, and other allies. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Officials in Portugal have placed the country on high alert for wildfires amid a prolonged dry spell and unseasonably high temperatures. The decision comes after many weeks of almost no rain. A typical dry easterly wind from Spain is also forecast to blow strongly in coming days. A self-professed neo-Nazi pleaded guilty Wednesday to federal hate crimes in the death of a protester in the 2017 Charlottesville white supremacist rally. James Fields has already been convicted on state charges of plowing his car into a group of counter-protesters, killing Heather Heyer and injuring 19 others. He didn't speak in court except to respond when the judge asked if he understood the charges to which he was pleading guilty. Under a deal with prosecutors, Fields pleaded guilty to 29 of 30 federal hate charges. The one charge to which he did not plead guilty carries the death penalty. Excitement is building about the Powerball lottery drawing. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
$750 million. That's the estimated Powerball jackpot, and it could grow even larger before tonight's drawing. If a single winner picks all 5 balls correctly, plus the red one, they could opt for a one-time pre-tax payment that now stands at $465.5 million. $2 tickets are available in 44 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, but the odds of winning it all are long, about 292.2 million to 1. Matt Small, Washington.
Top story of the hour, the British Parliament voting Wednesday on new Brexit plans to split from the European Union after twice overwhelmingly rejecting the deal offered by Prime Minister Theresa May. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News. R&B.